right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sam's DFS office hours. Today is Friday, March 22nd of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a four-game NHL slate tonight, as well as an eight-game NBA slate. And we have the cut for PGA as well. So I hope you guys are enjoying the cut sweat. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the office hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we are going to jump right in here. Did want to remind you guys that we do this show on Saturdays as well. We do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern. So I will be right back here tomorrow for an early Saturday show. So tune in and check it out. But with that said, going to get the app pulled up here. We're going to jump into questions that came in the Discord first, and then we'll hit any questions that come in live. All right. So first question here from Zachary. Zachary said, in a sport like NASCAR with only six drivers needed, what is the best way to use min uniques for GPPs? Additionally, how do the sims account for drivers wrecking or pit penalties? So two questions in one here. I would say that, we do probably a better job accounting for wrecking as opposed to pit penalties. So like there are statistics out there about like, hey, which tracks have like a higher like crash index or like things like that, like kind of talking about like what the crash rate is at different tracks. So I think that's a little bit easier to model here. As far as pit penalties go, frankly, I'm actually not sure if we're accounting for that. You know, that could be a point where like you could be adding value to the sim if like you're super in tune and aware of those things. So I would have to check with the team if pit penalties are in the sim. I want to lean on the no side here, but an interesting point here. I can mention it to the team and ask. And then since you asked a question in the Discord, I can respond there. So I'm actually just going to ask right now and see if we can get a question here by the end of the show. Penalties. All right. So let me see if I get a response here by the end of the show, but just wanted to ask the team real quick. All right. And then second part was, what is the best way to use min uniques for GPPs? So I think it's completely fine to use min uniques. Obviously you're just going to be able to get to like a lower number here in general, right? So I would be really surprised if you could get anything over three. I think personally the best way to use it is to just make sure that forcing in min uniques is not causing you to go too far down in your pool at any time. So like say I'm building NASCAR, right? I ran this build I think yesterday. And say I'm building 20 lineups. I have a pool of 500. I scroll to the bottom. Well, hey, when I use min uniques of two, how far down in my pool do I go? Oh, okay. It actually didn't change it at all. So that's telling me that the top 20 lineups all have at least two drivers different from every other lineup. And that just kind of speaks to like building lineups on Sim Diversity 10. If you were building with like a traditional optimizer or even optimizer mode, it's going to like, okay, this group of players is like the highest projected players. And then you probably like swap out one player as you like incrementally go down in projection. But because we are doing single race simulations, there's so many different ways a race can play out. So just seeing that natural diversity here in the first 20 lineups is like super cool and just kind of speaks to the way that the sims work here, right? All right. So let's increase our min uniques and let's go down to three now. So when I go to three, we're at lineup 22. So we're still like super diverse in these lineups. Now, when I go to four min uniques, it takes me down to lineup 211. And then what I would do is like, just see how many lineups you're skipping, right? So like, okay, I'm playing lineup one, lineup two, lineup three, lineup four, lineup 7, 8, 11, 13, 14, 17, 20. So I'm only playing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So nine of the lineups I'm playing are outside of the top 20. So like, I would be perfectly fine with this. I think it's like totally okay to, you know, use a mini Nika 4. This is like probably one of the highest values I've ever seen for, you know, a six player sport here, because that's like 2/3 of the lineup. But it really just comes down to, hey, how far down in your pool are you having to go? How many of the top lineups are you having to skip to meet this requirement? And then just finding a number to settle on. All right. Next question here from KG. Question says, what's the best way to sort through 5K build just to get 4% of the lineups in contests? For example, if I make a build and only want to use 200 of those lineups in my contest, how do I get them out efficiently? So it depends what you're looking for, right? You know, people are building lineups in different ways, right? Some people are super aggressive. Some people are a lot more risk averse. You know, you have to figure out like what you're trying to accomplish. Like the way that I like to do that is looking at leverage, right? Like, hey, you know, what leverage describes is it's your exposure for a player minus the player's ownership. It tells you, are you above the field on a player? Are you below the field on a player? And then it tells you how much, right? So, you know, for me, what I'm doing most often is I'm using mini uniques to try and find you know, if you're somebody who's like, hey, I don't care if, you know, I lose all my entry fees, I want to maximize my chances of getting first place tonight, then, you know, crank up the leverage, right? Let that leverage be really, really high. If you're somebody who's like, hey, you know what? I like to be really spread out. I like to use a lot of players. I don't want to have all my chips on one person. Then, hey, crank up that mini unique and try and, you know, get more spread out. Add players to your player pool. Look at your top exposures. Make sure you're comfortable with those. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. You got to figure out what type of player you are. And then you got to figure out, you know, I would say the leverages are going to help you the most to make the right decision for you. All right. Question from Sammy. I know I should know this. Where do I go and find contest flashback? How far back can I check contest for PGA or any other sport? Is there a time allocated to each and how far can I go? Thanks. So we released contest flashback. Gosh, I would say late, like maybe September or October. I think September. We released it for NFL. And NFL was like the first sport we started using it. So you can probably go as far back as like September. And the way you get to it is first you go to a past date. So I'm going to go back to yesterday for NBA. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on the contests tab here. So when I click on contests, if I have a CSV, I could just click a contest directly from my CSV. If I don't, I can go to all contests. I can click any contest, and then the lineups are going to load. So then once the lineups load here, it's going to tell you how many lineups there are. It's going to tell you the contest name. I can open up players tab, and then I can go over to users, and then I can see all the people who entered this contest. So this is how you find contest flashback, and then you could probably go back as far as September. We don't have any plans in the near future here to like be scrubbing this data or getting rid of it. So starting September, you know, basically nothing is going away. You should always be able to go back to that date for all sports. All right. Good question there. Question from MP. Question says, within contest sims, is the live sims and live field lineups simming for the specific contest entered, or is it using the 11 generic live field lineups under the contest tab, flagship MME, flagship 20 max, flagship single entry, etc.? Okay, good question. So what happens here is that, you know, if I go to my field lineups, right, what these do in the live section is that there is a contest that specifically represents this bucket. And when we pull in the live ownership, we are pulling in the live ownership for one contest. However, a group of contests might be assigned to that bucket. So a good example, if I go to all contests, so yesterday there was a $15 150 max. So this contest is going to represent the flagship MME bucket. So when we pull in the live projections, I'm sorry, the live ownership. We are pulling in the ownership from that contest. So when you go to actual own, you see 44.6% for Keon Ellis. That is coming into the live field lineups for the flagship MME Live. However, if we go back to all contests, there is also a $5 150 max contest, this zone. This contest is assigned to the flagship MME bucket. However, we are not using the live ownership from that contest. We are using the actual ownership from the $15. So, you know, like the same thing will go for like if you're playing a dime time, a quarter jukebox, and the $1 20 max, all three of those are going to be in the same low stakes 20 max bucket. However, we're probably only using the $1 20 max as like the proxy contest for that live ownership bucket. So that is what is happening with the buckets. They all have a one contest that represents the entire set that is within the bucket. All right, follow up from KG here. Question says, okay, now that I found those 200 lineups, how to pull them out of the build individually and into my contest? Okay, so if we're talking about filling entries here, right? What I would do is, you know, I run a build, right? I have lineups. So first thing you need to do is you need to import your CSV from the site into SaberSim, okay? So what I would do is go to contests, and then you go to my contest here. So if you're logged into DraftKings on the device, on the same device here, on the browser, then you go download template file. It's going to download a file, and then you can drag and drop it in here, okay? So then once you have your CSV, that's all you need. And then you go to your build, you run your lineups, you find your 200, and then when you're ready to fill these lineups, you go to the save to buy contest option. You can also drag the CSV in from this screen, but basically when you get to this screen, you're going to have the ability to fill your lineups from here. And then you would click save to my contest. Make sure a method is chosen up in the top right. You're going to click save to my contest, and then you're going to download. So we do have some tutorials on how to do these things here. So if I go, which I'll pull up my full screen for this. So say I'm on, you know, the home screen here. Now, if I go to the top, one of them is keyword import here. So how to import lineups into SaberSim, which I'm going to drop these in the Discord since that is where you posted your question. And then the second one you're going to want to watch is this how to fill your entries. This will show you how to put the lineups into the CSV and then how to put them into the fantasy site that you're playing on. So check those out. We have, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, Yahoo, Owner's Box. We have different, you know, options for you. We have the same thing for the import as well, how to get your CSVs from all these different sites and how to fill your lineups for all of those same different sites. All right, let me get SaberSim pulled back up here. And jumping over to the YouTube chat, question from Robert. Hi, Andrew. I've been noticing that there are times your video freezes. Just wanted to bring this to your attention. It occurred once so far. Yeah, no, appreciate it. It's honestly, it's a Wi-Fi issue. I probably need to upgrade my plan to have faster speed to support the stream. So honestly, that is what's going on here. So apologies. All right. KG asked about the profit plan. So happy to do that. You know, for anybody else who's not aware of it, the DFS profit plan is our contest selection framework that we recommend our users to follow. A lot of back testing and contest sims went into that. If you're interested in more of a deep dive into our DFS profit plan, go to our YouTube channel, go to podcasts, and then we have this Behind the Sims podcast. It was actually the first series we did, episodes 1 through 5. And they're called contest selection. So all of that back testing led to the DFS profit plan, which is this 17-minute video here. So I would check it out. We highly recommend it. And, you know, our users seem to like it and have had good results with it. All right. Question from Frizzled. Get SaberSim pulled back up here. Question said, is Owner's Box still supported? Yes, it is. So, you know, as far as I know, if you go to like today's date, go to NBA, and then you have the option to switch over to Owner's Box. I see the NBA main slate here. And then we should have NHL as well. We have the NHL 4-game main slate as well. So still supporting Owner's Box, and Owner's Box will, you know, have contests for MLB, and those should be coming back pretty soon here as well. So definitely still supporting Owner's Box. But all right, looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord, and it looks like we're caught up with questions here in the YouTube chat as well. So probably going to call it there. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern for our Saturday show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.